Shir Kovav, Yem Gimel, Parshas Vayikra.
Omar Ma. Im Yesh Eidim Shekhsav Yodom Uze, Oisho Khsav Yodom Yoitzim Imokimacher, Mishtar Shekor Olav Aro, Vehuchzak Bebeistin Einemoni. So, the Braise Be'etzem, the Mishnah Be'etzem said the Aloche, that if the Shtar is Mekuyem, they don't have a Migu, and they ain't on their money. But to the two, B'toich HaDvorim was written down how you do Kiyum. And the Tanya writes down two Echatimtzes to do Kiyum. Im yesh eidim shekhsav yodom hu, o khsav yodeinu, o khsav yodom, oisho yo khsav yodom yoitza mimokim acher, mishtar shekoro olov aror veuchzak bebeizdim. The din of ashvu yesh tores, dimoy chasimes, is mevur here in the Gemara that is a way of kiyum that is called ashvu yesh tores, yumashve de chasimes, and duch dem you do a kiyum. And the Gemara zok nazir. Koro olov aror ein, loy koro olov aror loy. Mesaya li l'ravasi dom ha-ravasi en mekaymi mesashtar, elo mishtar shekoro olov aror v'uchzak bebeisdin. To make a kiyum shtores, you make from shtar shekoro olov aror v'uchzak bebeisdin. Shita sarosh en simen yud gimel, the Rosh says, Kiyum Shtores doesn't need Shtar Sheyotzo Olov Aror Vehuchzak Bebeizdin. What Rav Asi is Mechadesh, that Kiyum Shtores needs from a Shtar Mekuyim. You can't Mekayim a Shtar from a Shtar Sheino Mekuyim. The second Shtar needs to be Mekuyim. If the other shtar is mekuyim, then you could be mekayim this shtar. So why the Gemara says ein mekayim es shtar elo mishtar sheyotzo olov aror veniskayim bebeizdin, shebezmanom lo yoyu beizdin mekayim shtores elo im ken yotzo olov aror. The metzias was when beizdin amekayim shtores, when yotzo olov aror, beizdin will do a kiyum. Be'etzem Rav Asi is coming to say a simple aloche. When you want to make yum shtores, you have to mekayim a shtar, mishtar sheniskayim bebeizdin. Maybe later we'll explain a bit more. But when you want to mekayim a shtar, you have to mekayim the shtar from shtar sheniskayim bebeizdin. This is the din of Rav Asi. When Azei zog the Rosh, when Azei most rishonim lo imshat. So the Loshen, Mishtar Shekor Olov Aror is Lav Dafke. The people of Harifta says maybe it's another Chidush, Afilu Shekor Olov Aror, and was a Reyuse, even so, if the Shtar is Mekuyim, Rebetzim is a Reyuse. Some people say that it's Mezuyev. I would say Bezal Loshen. Vaishta is that signature is easy to get. You see in a different story, people claim that it was done. Maybe people, these two chsimas, people in the street, I'm a zayifet. So he right, anyone mekayim it, but it's an easy signature. You see, people claim that it's mezuyif. So maybe we're not helping Chaygavne to make a shvuyah shtores. Kamash malon that you could make a shvuyah shtores if the shtar is niskay. But vinit vi is no aloche that shtar sheyotzo olav aro. You mekayim a shtar from shtar mekuyim. The Rishonim, Rabbi Niyene, Bayosin Shita Mekubetzes, Tur B'Shem Derama, the Medayik and Rashi, that Rashi holds not like that. Rashi says, El en Mekayim es Ashtar mitur Shtar Acher, El en Ken Koro Olov Aror, Al Oysu Ashtar Acher, Vuhuchzak Bebezin Al Yedei Eidov, Di Loi Koro Olov Aror, Chayshinen, Dil Mehu Gufe Mezuyefu. Rashi doesn't say the words im loy huchzak bebeizdin chayshinen shehu gufe mezuyev. Im loy korol of aro. Why not mend? It's a starke diuk. I'm sorry. It's a starke diuk. Rashi doesn't say. What? Lavut. What? Rashi doesn't say im loy uchzak bebeis din chashinen. Rashi says im loy korol of aro. But it doesn't make sense. But then we'll come to explain. But the rishon was medayek. If the shtar was not yotzol of aro, even if he's uchzak, it's not enough. And we have to know. Don't think it's a sadiuk in Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Rashi. Shulchan Aruch paskins Rashi. Simen Mem Vov. Be'echov mi'chamish dvo roch mashtar miskayin. Adayonim akirim. Ashlishi shivo ha'inim achsimim v'yoyim ruzek sav yodi. Einim achirim. Achamishi. Shekesav yodim yoyitzim mishtores achiris. ואויך אם זה הכסב לא יישא הכסב שבשטורס האחריס ואין מקיים את השטר משטורס האחריס אלו או משתי שטורס של שתי סודי שאוכנו גימל שונים we'll get to that אחי לגלוי הנכוינו ולא שום יירו ולא פחד או משתי שטורס וכן מקיים עם השטר משטר שקורו אולוב ארור והוחזק בבייסדין זאת דרמו ויש אומרים אפילו לא יקורו אולוב ארור רק שמקויים ראש מחלקת דנחבר פסקן זק רשי דווקא משטר שקורו אולוב ארור ונזקיים בבייסדין וברמוס אז יש אומרים בראש שאפילו לא יקורו אולוב ארור רק שמקויים כדי לקמון ושח is very busy. Why? It doesn't make sense. The Mechaber Paskins that mod Rashi. So it's not Stamab Sashveret Diuk in Rashi. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Shach tries to say he really didn't Paskin. He really, the Ramo is the Iker Psak. The Mechaber only meant the Chetim said that we don't know exactly the Kiyu. But in Rashi is Mashma like that. So the Afloe by Yosef Shtikul Teiret, the Miyashiv Rashi. Again, the Shach and the Afloah did not want to learn a Siddur HaZarashi. They can't say a Siddur HaZarashi. Well, she does, because Rabbi Yehuda learns like this in Rashi. Yeah? They don't want to learn a Siddur HaZarashi. So they want to say that the Pshat is, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech of Bashir, the Kiyum Shtores, the Gemara says, in five times in Shas, Kiyum Shtores the Rabbonon. The Midrash says, "Eidim achasuim al hashtar ki mishenech ki roedusam bebeizdim." Kiyum shtores es derabonon. Kiyum shtores derabonon. Zog teisus in daf chofches. And Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Shach brings down that when a person is me'arer, then you need kiyum derayse. You either kiyum shtores es derabonon, but when a person is me'arer, you need a kiyum derayse. What is the difference of kiyum deraisa or kiyum derabonon? One of Kiminei Gemara says eight nasedayan. The kiyum shtores, the dayonim themselves could be mekayim. Maybe eidechod is enough. Maybe balaylo is enough. We'll see. It's all different kules and kiyum shtores came in the kiyum shtores derabonon. With the rabonon they were meikel. But where you need a kiyum shtores deraisa, all of these kules will not work. So when it's the reise, when a person is me'arer, you need a kiyum shtores the reise. Zog de afloe. Here could be interesting enough kemine. When he's not around, ta'anina lemoshi, it's enough the rabbonon. When he was around, and the time is mezuyev, then you need a the reise. Because he's me'arer lefoneinu. He makes a reise, but ta'anina we don't have a reise. We just have to be choishesh to that time. But the reyusah that he makes that midai reyusah needs a kiyum, it's only when he tines mezuyev. In our case, mashma in the sugi, the guy tines mezuyev. If he doesn't tine mezuyev, it's tochmoy de b'shtar. In our sugi, the guy is tining mezuyev. When you want to mekayim the shtar from another shtar, you can't take stam a shtar that has a kiyum. Because stam a shtar that has a kiyum could be it's a kiyum de rabbonon. Only shtar shekoro lov aro, and he was mikayim, so we know that he had a kiyum deiraisa, so we could make a shvuya shtores. But when you want to make a shvuya shtores from the other shtar, you don't know if the other shtar had eidus deiraisa or eidus derabanan. Maybe the other shtar was not mikuyim deiraisa, and the shtar now needs a kiyum. So what the Tana said, you can't be mekayim the shtar elo mishtar shekor olav aro v'uchzak bebeisdin. It's because when you need a kiyum deiraisa, and you want the mekayim from the other shtar. Maybe the other shtar only had a kiyum derabanan. How you can be mekayim from the other shtar? The Torah says the other shtar is yotzal olav aro and is kayim bebeisdin. This is the way of that flow. Again, I want to be madgish. What?
When
does this need a person is ma'ari as a kohach. This is the chokhas.
Why is it not good enough to do it to with the shtar that had a kiyum derabanan?
Because here's a kiyum deraisa. He's ma'ari by us. He says mezuyif. So I want to be madgish. We have a gemore, a shveri gemore, that you make kiyum shtores. The Rosh says there's no gemore, there's no sugya. Kiyum shtores is mishtar mekuyim. There's no din yotza olav aro. Rashi is medayek that it's a shtar sheyotza olav aro. It's a shtar sheyotza olav aro. So maybe lav dafka the shach wants to learn. But parsha shulchan aruch it's bedafka the shaila why. So the afloya has a chap that while the other shtar now is you need a kiyum deiraisa lefi the shittas that b'mokim iru is kiyum deiraisa, and when there's no iru there's no kiyum deiraisa. So if the Tana would write you could be mekayim with a shtar stam sheniskayim bebeisdin on sheyotza olav aro, are the other shtar would be only mekuyim in the rabbanon, and now you need a kiyum deiraisa. How a kiyum deiraisa will get help from a case that could be the kiyum is only the rabbanon? That's a big chiddush in the shach. But Pashas is meduik in a lot of places in the Sugis and Gittin, that even in a place that you have a kiyum de Rabbanon, and later the person is me'arer, the kiyum already stays. Before you have a kiyum de Rabbanon, the iru could make a iru deiraisa. The Gemara says, b'fanaynechtav is a dechot. And it helps in kiyum, even if the Baal comes and is me'arer. The Shach frekt, why? The Shach frekt in Gittin, the Gemara says, b'fanaynechtav, shemo yovei ha'baal v'ya'arer. But if the Baal is me'arer, you need kiyum deiraisa. The Shliach, the Sefer von Einechtav, is only Eidechot. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how Eidechot helps? Kiyum Shtor is the Rabbanon. But it helps even if the Baal is me'arer. So it's Masha, when you have a kiyum deirabonon, even if later you have a deiraisa, so that flow is mechudashtik. So that flow is mechudashtik. So we will leave that flow on the side. So be'etzer, we're going back that we have a shvere Rashi. That, again, lefi the Rosh in Ishtok in Sugya. But lefi Rashi is a Sugya. What state in the sugya? State in the sugya that you only can be mekayim the shtar from a shtar sheyotzal of aro v'niskayim bebeizdin. From stam a shtar you can't be mekayim. Why? Zok the shita mekubetzes. Because maybe when beizdin were mekayim the shtar, they were not so careful. Edim came and they said, yeah, we know the signatures. They didn't tell them, check very good. Check very good. Maybe the guy copied the signature. Maybe the guy copied the signature. Basically, we're not such on top of the Eidim. So, b'meila, we choishesh, when was Yotzal of Aro, the guy was yelling Mezuyev, so when Beis Din checked it, they really checked into it. When it was Lo Yotzal of Aro, Beis Din didn't check. These are the words of Rabbi Niyane. And the Achroinim HaTomea, the Ritva is Tomea. Beis Din, Eidim, maybe they didn't check. Amod Nezach. I will ask better. What would be if Bezin will mekayim a shtar lefi Rashi? The guy was not here. Now I know, I'll tell you the case. I have a shtar that Moshe owes me a lot of money. And who is the two Eidim? Reuben v'Shimon. Now, Moshe is not around. But Reuben and Shimon are going back to America. They just came for 2 days. Now I want Bezin to mekayim the chsimus with Reuben v'Shimon. Because tomorrow I want to collect the money from Moshe. So I go to Beis Din. Beis Din said, what is your problem? Moshe is not having tainus. So yeah, but tomorrow he will say Mizuyif and I don't have Eidim. So Beis Din, I'm a Kayim the Shtar. Then I go to collect from Moshe. Moshe says Mizuyif. So Lefi Rashi is Nemon. He will say, Beis Din didn't check so good. On Airu, Beis Din don't check. Avad Anisht. So what is the Pshat in the Rashi? Again, the Rosh says in Ishtar Zazah, Shtar Mikuyim is a Shtar Mikuyim. The Yotzal of Aur is only a Chetim, so normally Beis Din don't look into a Shtar. And Rashi will medayek that Rashi holds that you have to have a Kiyum, and you only could mash Mechsimus from Shtar Shi Yotzal of Aur and Iskayim be Beis Din. And the Shaila is why? Afloah. I'm the Afloah. Be'elem Afloah. So we said, so the Rabbi Yehuda says why? Because we choishesh, the Beis Din were not so careful. Beis Din were not so careful. But say, Zog Rabbi Yehuda. So for instance, Ashver Diburim. We choishesh, Beis Din are not so straight. Beis Din didn't check into it. Alamo, we rely on Beis Din. Here, Puklach, we don't rely on Beis Din. Pseida. But I'm asking more from that. A person was Mekai Meshtar without the Aro. And now the guy is me'arer. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, attack him maybe based on not so trustable. Because they didn't check into it so much. Yes? Loyal aladas. Loyal aladas. Why does Shulchan Aruch doesn't say such a halacha? On kiyum shtores. Shtar sheniskayem lifnei she'irer haploini. Ve'achar kach irer. Ashtar einu mekuyim. Because we don't know if Beis Din checked. What? Why Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi? Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi. Kiyum shtores is only mishtar sheyotzol of Aror veniskayim be Beis Din. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, why? Because if not, you can't trust them. So vayistor is when you have an irur, you can't trust the kiyum that was done without an irur. You can't trust the kiyum that was done without an irur. So if you can't trust a kiyum without an irur. So I'm asking you a shayla. So if a guy was Mekayim the Shtar, before was the Iru. I was scared of going back to America, I made him to Mekayim the Shtar. And now the guy is Me'arer. Ayale ala das, that he's not Nemon? Took away the curse. Took away the curse, I'll take you to Koyach also. Manav Shach. And Shechonor Paskin the Rashi. So the Vayl will leave this kasha. This is the first chelik of the sugya. If you have to have shtar sheyotzal of Aruv and iskayim bebeis din, the Rosh says lav davka. The ikir is shtar sheniskayim bebeis din. And shitas Rashi is davka shtar sheyotzal of Aruv and iskayim bebeis din. Shach says the loshen agmor is meduik like Rashi. Irer ein lo irer loy. Irer ein lo irer loy. Mesayal in Ravasi lo Maravasi and Mekayim is a shtar elo mishtar shekol of aro vehurzak bebeis din. This is the first chelik. Let me get into the second chelik of the sukkah. The Rif has a different girsa in the Gemara. The Ran and the Ritva say that it's known as Kemina Ladine. But the Rif says like this. And mekayim es hashtar mishtar sheyotzo olav aror Elohim ken niskayim bebeis din. The Rif learns you could be mekayim hashtar even without if the shtar was niskayim. And mekayim es hashtar mishtar sheyotzo olav aror Elohim ken niskayim bebeis din. If the shtar was lo yotzo olav aror, you could be mekayim the shtar from a tzveite shtar even if that other star is not Mekuyim. If was already an Aror on the star, then that other star has to be Mekuyim. So stay there, Chidush, that you can be Mekayim a star from a star that is not Mekuyim. Why? So the Rif learns Pshat that this is the Hemshach HaGemore. And Be'etzem is no Machlekes. Amri Na'ardoi, Ein Mekayim es Ashtar, אלו משתי כסובס או משתי סודויס והוא שאוכלם בעליהם גמרשונים בשויפי. What is the second halacha? So the Ran, the Ritvo, they learn pshat that Rav Asi was mechadesh that you could mekayim the shtar from shtar sheyotzol of Aruv and iskayim bebeizdi. As another way, even shtar sheloi niskayim, but if you have two shtores, and these two shtores, you're right that they were not niskayim bebeis din, but there's shtores on a sode, and the guy ate cheskas gimel shonim. So you have two shtores. If two people that bought a sode and he ate it Gimel Shanim is a raya that the sode belongs to him. So if it's a raya that the sode belongs to him, mistamed the shtar is a emes. So you could mikayim from that shtar. Or if a shtei ksuvas, two ladies are married and they have papers, mistamed the ksuvas because they're married. So you have two ways to mekayim the shtar. Other from one shtar sheniskayim bebeizdin, other mishtei shtores, even that they are not niskayim bebeizdin, but, and that two shtores, you have to have a raya. What is the raya? Achilas gimel shonim, or, dainu, two sodas of achilas gimel shonim, or two shtores of two ladies that are married, two ksuvas with signatures. So how you mekayim kiyum shtoros? The maskon is a gemara now. The Rosh and the Ran and the Ritva explain the Ardoy and Rav Asi are mashlim each other. Rav Asi learns you mekayim from a shtar that was niskayim bebeizdin, one shtar. And Ardoy say that is true. You can mekayim in a shtar that was niskayim bebeizdin, but you also can mekayim from shtei shtoros that have a cheskes gimel shonim, or shtei ksuvos. This is shitas rov harishonim. Zogen de rishonim, we'll see it in a second, the Molche b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. No. Na'ardoi, lefi da, what Rav Asi said is one way to mekayim. Mekuyim, one shtar is enough. Not mekuyim, you need two. Rabbeinu Tam said, nein. Rav Asi said one thing, that one shtar is enough. Mekuyim. Maybe lefi Rav Asi, maybe even one shtar with chazaka would be good. Cheskes gimel shonim. Na'ardoi came to say, listen to the chiddush of Na'ardoi. Na'ardoi said, you need two. You need two. Even b'shtar mekuyim, you need two. As machlekes Rav Asi and Na'ardoi bekiyum shtores. And how much shtores you mekayim? With two or one? Rav Asi said one, Na'ardoi said two. Gerade they said b'teich advorim lav daf k'shtar mekuyim mu'adin cheskes gimel shonim and ksuvas. What Rav Asi will hold about that? Veisach nish. Aber as a yesoidus dike machleikes, Rav Asi hold you need to mekayim with one shtar is enough, and Na'ardoi hold both. Again, lefi Rashi and the Rosh and all of the Rishonim, Rav Asi said one b'shtar mekuyim, and Na'ardoi said b'shtar she'ein mekuyim, then you need to. Lefi the Raived, Rabbeinu Tam, the Molche b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, Na'ardoi acholek, you need to. What is the machlekes? We'll read them inside in a second. Zok tazeh. Na'ardoi said, you're right, you need to, even b'shtar mekuyim you need to. Why you need to? What could be the hesber? Why do you need to? Zok Rabbeinu Tam, a shvuy shtores is not a, it's a gray area. How you medame the signatures exactly? It looks to you the same? Alamol is a little bit different. Maybe it looks similar. When you have two pictures and it's doime to both, then it's enough. It's a din and kiyum shtores. Kiyum shtores b'ashvuy shtore needs to. B'meile, even b'shtar mekuyim you need to. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Masha'ing and the Rishonim and the Rambam Beroishom, they say, you know why you need two lefi Na'ardoi? Because Cheskes Gimel Shonim, it's not a raya yet that this is the shtar. Could be Hitake bought the sode and he had a different shtar. That shtar already he threw away. And now he written a sode, a shtar with signatures. And now he's Mezayev. Ari, it's not Mekuyim. It's a undene. Ksuve. A lady is married. Another lady is married. Two little rayas come to one big raya. Aber b'shtar Mekuyim that it's not Mezuyev, a shvuye shtores is enough one. Whenever you say this, the Rambam learns the reason you need two shtores, because maybe it was Mezayev the shtar of the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Maybe it was Mezayev the shtar of the Ksuve. Two rayas. Oh, Mezayev twice, not Mistabo. It was not twice, three times. This one and another two. Yeah? Three times the Mezayev. Tzufin. Not Mistabo that he was Mezayev three. But if the shtar is Mekuyim, Avada Ashvuy Shtoris, is it one shtar? Mashiach in Rabbi Nutam zog the Mordechai learns who said. Loshon Mordechai is. Even with two, he says, we embarrass when Beis Din do it. We embarrassed. Things are doime. So why we do that embarrassing thing? The reason we do the embarrassing thing, he says, because if not, no one will want to give money. Because what if these two people are not around? How you mekayim shtoros? But if you could send papers, files from place to place, so en brera. Chazal had to be soymechanit. Especially madgishit. רבנותם אישי בתשובה ששניהם קשירים ליגבייס בהם ששבויים לקיים חסים ומחסים הם הייתיים בבינן שתי שטורס לפי שבשטר איכות אין עודם יוכל להכיר אינן חסים הסעידים דזימנים דשבק רבחה וזימנים מושך לגגי דחס זימנים טלה לקרי דהי זימנים דלוי עובד הילגר בינן משתי שטורס דדין לבטרי זימנים מחבן לחתים הסיודאיו Twice could happen, but three times cannot happen. Even that we didn't want to trust. As he's talking about So we have a machleikis. And we have a machleikis ledina with alumnus. Ledina, lefi de rishonim. The reason you have to have two is because maybe it's mezuyef. You don't have to have two. And if you have Nutam, the reason you have to have two is because the Shvuya Shtoris is very weak. From one, it's not a raya. Zog the Welt, if this is MS, Ken Zayn, we could go one more step. So Be'etzem, a Shvuya Shtoris, so we'll see Ktsois and Shach, a Shvuya Shtoris, Be'etzem, Rabbi Nutam is opening to us the door that Be'etzem, it's a Shvach Ekiyum. Even if the Shtar is Mekuyim, it's a Shvach Ekiyum. It's a lower madrege. It's a lower madrege. Why? I don't know. It's a ken zayin hazeh. What Rashi said, that you have to have shtar shiotzol of aro, when it's kayim bebezdin, why you have to have shtar shiotzol of aro when it's kayim bebezdin? Because he said, if not, because maybe bezdin were not so careful. If a person has a shtar mekuyim with edim and he says mezuyah, if he could say maybe Bezin were not careful, avada he can't say it. But when you want the medamit to another shtar, it brings you two steps away from the original. I read the first one already, I'm not so sure if it's real. And the second one, I'm not sure if it looks like that. So I'm only done on the first one. I'll be aloha, I can be my timoman, it's only one suffix. But when I want the medamit to another shtar, I'm saying, you're right that Aidan recognized that, but maybe they had a mistake there, and this already is so far. So klabi the shtar alein, I'm saying on the Aidan. But to say that this is the original, that one step near it looks like the original, I'm saying maybe they had a mistake. So klabi themselves, avada I could rely on it. We'll go weiter. What?
You can tell the difference.
Again. The Dimri Chasimus is never 100%. Again. Dimri Chasimus is never 100%.
So if
I'm a kind the first time with Dimri Chasimus. If I'm a kind the first time with Dimri Chasimus. I hear could be if based in I hear the you're asking a good hour. It's time a kasha, but it's a good hour. We'll go right a second. Now the Gemara is mamshich, and the Gemara says it's tonight. Omar Rabshimi Barashi. Rabshimi Barashi is adding a condition in the Hilchos Kiyum Shtoros. Ubeyoytze mitachas yad acher. Aval miyad atzmo iloi. Ma ishno mitachas yad atzmo iloi. Dil mezuif mezaif. Tachas yad acher. Naim yadil meozi vechose osu vezaif. Kulayi lo ichmotzi mechave. What the Gemara says? Kirim Shtaris only helps if the second shtar that you medame chasimes someone else brings. If you yourself bring the shtar, it doesn't help. Klo? If you yourself bring the second shtar, it doesn't help. Only if someone else brings the other shtar. Again, nechleku arishoinim. What doesn't help? If you bring the shtar, it doesn't help. Someone else has to bring the shtar. And what case are we talking? In the case of Nardoi or the case of Rav Asi? Does he hear the shayla? We have Rav Asi said, you mekayim shtores from shtar mekuyim. Nardoi spoke about mekayim shtores from two shtores if sode. Or from two ksuvas. Rav Shimi said, Kiyum Shtores only helps if someone else is holding on to the paper. But if I'm holding on to the paper, it doesn't help. An Ardoi or an Rav Asi? You guess or you have a raya? Again. Rav Asi says, Kiyum Shtores is only from a shtar, Shniskayim Bebezdi. Nardoyu mechadish is a kiyum shtores from two shtores she'ein niskayim bebeizdin, but it's a cheskas gimel shanim. Now Rav Shimi said another chidush. The kiyum from kiyum shtores from a shvuya shtores is only if it's yoytze miyad acher. If it's not yoytze miyad acher, it doesn't help. If it's not yoytze miyad acher, it doesn't help. And what case he needs that it be yoytze miyad acher? And one case you need to be Yitz Miyad Acher. And the second one and the first one? Lamazan the Rashi. Rashi, I think, says both. V'kiven v'chosam hu atzmo yis ha-shlishi dugmas oisom chasimes. Zog in the Rishonim. Rashi learns that in both cases it has to be that the shtar is by someone else. Because what is the chshash? Why, if it's in your hands, it's not good? Rashi says, maybe you saw the shtores, you put it on the table, and you copy the signature. So what helps Ashvuya shtores? Maybe you saw that chasima, and you mekayim the signature. As I said, Rashi, if I'm making Ashvuya shtores from that shtar, the guy went, he saw that picture, and he copied the picture. He copied the picture. Fragen der Rishonim sa modne Sach. If the chash is that the guy copied the picture, so not only Ashvuya Shtores will not help, even if Adin will come now and say, the same Adin that will mekayim the first star, will mekayim this star, so no, the Adin could realize that it's a copy. The Bezin that don't know the original, like, you know, someone copies a language that he doesn't know, it looks the same. But the guy from the same language knows that that guy doesn't know how to write Bichlal. But two people that don't know the language, they think that the copy was exactly the same. So the guy is copying, the Eidim that know that guy know that it's Chasima. They see the Knechim of the shivering. That's the Metzias. But as they talk to Rashi, so the Rishonim has another Kashi on Rashi. So if he has a Shtar of Stam, you have to check his house. Because if the guy has, maybe he has in his house a shtar from someone, he didn't show us. So if we find out later that he has a stack of shtars in his house, you never can, no Adim could work. What? You're right that this made him to have a mistake. You had a mistake because Rashi said the word shtar shlishi. So he had a mistake that he's going on Nardoi. The Seder HaGmori given Nardoi. Ober Avad Yitzlav Davke. I know your mistake came from this deal. The Rishonim Acholek and Rashi, and they say people don't copy, people don't manage to copy. The vote is punkfakert. We choishesh the same way he made this shtar, he made the other two. It's a very easy way how to mekayim a shtar. I was signed a lozo b'Rabbi Yankev. Then I look, oh, you ate a soda shalashonim, Elazar bar Rabbi Yankev. He ordered ate a soda. Here I have three. This is the alvoy. Look, mamish looks the same. And it will look the same because he did all the three. The other two is no edim. It's cheskes gimel shonim. He will make two shtores on someone else. He will sign all the three. And b'meila, avada etz doime. Aber lefidem, if he has a shtar in the sky in the Beis Din, then avada, even if it's Yoyzeh mitachas Yodah, it helps. Because then we're not choish that he was Mazayev. It's interesting. The Rambam and the Rishonim learn pshat that we're talking Dafka and Ardoi. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting. We have Be'etzem three machleikesim in the sugya. And the will machle l'shitoso, we will not make the l'shitoso, we'll just be mimed it. We have Be'etzem, this is the sugya and shas from the Shvuya Shtoros. We are the first chidush mishtar shiyotzol of arov and iskayim be'beis din. Zog derosh mapitom arov. Shtar shiyotzol be'beis din is enough. And Rashi needs arrow. On them, Zok Rashi, Zok Rabbeinu Yehi Pshat, on them, maybe the Beis Din don't know what they're doing. Maybe it's not exactly the same signature. He said we have to understand that. Then we have the second machleikas. You could be kaim mishtei shtores shiash chazoke. Rashi learns Pshat, the Rishonim learn Pshat, that the chiddush is mishtei shtores shiash chazoke. The chiddush is that you don't need shtar sheniskayim, you could rely on the chazoke. This is the chiddush. You don't have to be choishesh that they were mezayif the chazoke. We could rely, and this is the reason we need to. Rabbi Nutam says, nay, maybe one is enough. It's a chiddush bilchus kiyum shtores. Kiyum shtores is a shvach ezach. You need two in every ashvuyah shtores. But not because we choishesh that the gimel shonim is not clear. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, no shaykhes gimel shonim is 100%. It's madgish. Rabbi Nutam learned Gimel Shonim is 100%. We're not choishesh Gimel Shonim if a person ate, it's mamish araya. It's mamish like kiyum. The chiddush is you need to, even be kiyum. Even be kiyum. And Rabbi Rishonim learned now, two, achilas Gimel Shonim is never 100%. We have a chshash that it's mezuyef, and we need two to double the raya. Then we have the third machlekes of the sugya. Rab Shimi comes and he says, if it's Yoytzi mitachas Yodah, it's not good. Rashi says, we choishesh that he was Mezayef. His shtar. Sai shtar mekuyim, sai gimel shonim. The Rishonim Rishitosom again learn, nein. We're talking about shtar for gimel shonim, that it's a shvach shtar. Like before we said, you need two. Now we're saying another chiddush. It can't be in their hands. As I said, the Rambam. Again, maybe it's a shitosom, maybe it's not. But Ruach HaDvorim Avada Yido. Lefi the Rambam, the last thing, the two stories cannot be by him, because they're not provable completely. Because Lemaisa, we don't have a kiyum on it. So maybe he's doing the whole shtick. The middle chiddush is El Bezach. You need two, because it's not proven Gansen. It's not proven Gansen. You need two. Shtar Mekuyim is Shtar Mekuyim. So, if we put down the Rambam in all the three cases, Shtar Mekuyim is Mekuyim, you don't need Yotzol of Aro. It's the Rosh and the Rishonim. The second, you need two, because it's not Klor, maybe you're Mezayef these two. It can be Yosef Tachas Yodai, because maybe you're Mezayef these two. Mashenk and the other Rishonim learn, even the Mekuyim, we have Choshes, Legabe Yashvuy Yashtores, maybe it's not exactly the same. So you need Shtar Shiyotzol of Aro. Then the second halacha is a din kiyum shtores is not clear because you're not medame and ganzen, so you need two. No shaykes to the cheskes gimel shonim. If it's in your house, maybe you're a mezayif. So again, I'm not saying that it's mucha that it's l'shitosoi, but it's a sort of l'shitosoi. Da'ainu lefi Rashi, the noise of the sugya was never maybe the achilas gimel shonim is not a shtar keraya. The noise was. I want to call it in the Nusach of the Noise. The Noise of Rabbi Nutam. Ashvu Yishtores is a weak kind of kiyum. It's not so clear to make it similar. So we need to be clear that the Eidim knew that the first shtar is good to medame, like we explained the first Rashi. On them, the first kiyum is not 100%, so it's hard to medame to it. The second chiddush is, lefi the raiva, if Rashi will learn like the raiva, then I don't know. But the raiva will learn, you need two. Even b'shtar shiyotzo, b'shur zak b'beis din, you need two. Because if you don't have two, maybe you're not medame properly. Maybe you're not medame good. It can't be yoytze mitachas yodoy, because maybe you're a medame. Maybe you manage to medame, it will look a little bit similar. Lefi the rishonim, Now I'm just saying it backwards, that you'll hear it better. Lefid HaRishonim, Dimui Shtores is clear, like the tug. It's clear. The guy was Mezayif and Medame, it can't be. The Rishonim never had a tzad, a guy could be Medame Chasima. If it looks the same, why he says it's Emes? The only tzad is, he written all the three. Oh, but it's not sad that he managed to match. This is the reason you don't have to have two. If you have one as one, you can match. The Rishonim, and this is the Leshitos issue, but when you finish, you go back and you do it. Lefi the Rishonim, Lefi Rashi, I'm sorry, Lefi the Rishonim is no tzad that Dimui Chasimus maybe misses the point. If it looks the same, it's good. Just the problems in the sugya is, we need a first time Mekuyim, on them it's garnished. On them it's garnished. Then you need two, because if not, Cheskes Gimel Shonim, you don't know if that shtar is MS, maybe he written that shtar, and it can be Yosef Dachas Yodoy, maybe he written all the three. Aber on the tzad, that is one real shtar, everything is doimah. People can't play. The Raivin and the Rashi are learning, people could be medame. If the shtar is in his house, we choishish is medame. People could manage. From one shtar, it could look the same. You need two. From shtar shuls like Bebezdin, maybe the Bezdin would have medactic enough. It could look similar. Again, I'm not saying that it's muchach that it's a leshitosoi, but it's a giboita leshitosoi. After we have this, and we're learning the sugi, and be'etzem, it's yoitze mitoicha sugiye, we could come to the next noisa in the sugya. The next noisa in the sugya is Shitas HaRama. Shitas HaRama. The Shach brings him down in Simen Samachtes. The Rama says, what a Shvuye Shtores helps, it's only Beshtar Shenichtav Al Yedei Eidim. I want to be if a person has Ksav Yodoy. I write the person, I owe you $100, and I sign Nissen Kaplan. A guy takes another place that says Nissen Kaplan, and he's mashed with the chasimis. It works or not? The same person. Zog the smart doesn't help. Zog the ramayat doesn't help. Only when two edim sign, and a shtar, then you can make a shvuyah shtores. The shach brings it down in Simen Samachtes, Sivkot Niyud Beis, Kosta Balatrumes, Vatur B'Shem Rab, I'm sorry, Vatur B'Shem Rab Shri Regoen, not Ramad Rab Shri Regoen, She'ein Mekayim Im Oysom Mishtei Shtores and Mishtei Ksures. What you could Mekayim Shtar B'Ksav Yodoy, Zokter Azei. אפילו נסקאי בבייס שהוא כסב יודו, אין לו דין מיל ועל פה. ואם כופר ואומר שאינו כסב יודו, אם נסקאי בבייס דין, או שאידים מעידים שהוא כסב יודו, יוחזר כפרון. ואם לא. זוקטר הזה, יאהב כסב יודו, when you have a ksav yodo, you can't make a shvuya shtores. You have to have two aidim and come and say, this is his signature. Why? Why a shvuya shtores is not good? Why a shvuya shtores is not good? So the Reb Sriri Goyen says like this: Kevon shekiyum shtores de rabbonon. So in every two aidim midoy raisets kemishen nechkiro edusam bebeizdin. Beksav yodo you can't say kemishen nechkiro edusam bebeizdin. So you need a kiyum deiraisa, and it doesn't help. And I want to explain. The Shach and Samachtes Yivkot Niyud Beis and the Ktsois and Memvov Yivkot Meches Amarich to explain that Rab Sri Regoen is giboit and two chidushim in the sugya. Rab Sri Regoen learned one chidush. Why kiyum shtores is the rabbonon midoiraisa? It's good. Because Eidim Achasumim al Ashtar Nase Kemisha Nechkero Edusa Mebeizdin. Bemele Beksav Yodoy, it doesn't help. Why you can't say Eidim Achasumim al Ashtar Kemisha Nechkero Edusa Mebeizdin? He read in the paper himself. Chidush Aleph. Chidush Beis. Ashvuyesh Torres is very schwach. Like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And it only helps me the Rabbonu. Now we know that it's Rabbeinu Tam in the whole sugya. But this is Be'etzim Shitas Reb Shrire Goel. And that Kiyum Shtores is only mit der Rabbonon be Ashvuy Shtores. Why? Because it's hard to midam the Chassimus. So Rav Shrire Goel went and he took two Chidushim together. And he said, in every Shtar you need only Kiyum mit der Rabbonon. Why? Because mit der Reise Kemishen Nechkero. So in every Shtar, why you need a Kiyum only mit der Rabbonon? Ashvuy Shtores helps. There's a lot of more Chidushim that help. But Ashvuy Shtores helps. Beksav Yodoy, that you need a Kiyum Dei Raise, because you can't say, Eini Machasuyim Al Ashtar, Ki Misha Nechkiro Edusom, Ashvuy Shtores doesn't help. So we have a Das Yochid, Reb Shri Regoen, that Beksav Yodoy, when you want to Mekayim it, you can't use our Sugya. There you have to Mekayim it other Eidim, other Oidoas Baaldin, aber mit Kiyum Shtores, mit Ashvuy Shtores, you can't be Mekayimet. Some of Medayik and Rashi and Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Rashi learns that Ashvuy Shtores is only the Rabbanan also. If you remember, if you see in the Sugis and Gittin, Rashi misses out in the Mishnah the case of Ashvuy Shtores. Im Yeshel of Oirim Iskayim Bechoysomov, Rashi only mentions two. And Rashi doesn't say Ashvuy Shtores. And the Velt, I think all the Mefoshim and Gittin explain, because when the Baal is Me'arer, you need a Kiyum Dei Raise, like Shitas HaTesfes, and when you need a Kiyum Dei Raise, Ashvuy Shtores doesn't help. It's Gitschmak with the Ruach HaDvorim that Rashi by us is nervous the whole time that the Medame, the signatures, is not good. And it's very interesting. The Ktsois and Memvov explains. He says, because when you Medame the Chassimus, he says, it's not Eidus. He says, who decides? He says, who knows that the demon, who you ask? Who is the guy that decides that the chassimus are the same? A maven? Who? A kid 5 years old, 10 years old? Who decides? A mumche? What is it? He says, it's a tvius ayin. He says, in Talmud Chochem, you may shiva veda, in tvius ayin, yeah. What did Dayonim look in tvius ayin? Where is this? The edus? They accept the edus, lefi the smell. There's no Eidim. When Eidim come and say it looks the same, no. Now Eidim don't come and say it looks the same. You take out a shtar, and you take another shtar, and based on look, it looks the same. Where's the Eidus? Sargoshe, what is it? What is it, Frechter? What is it? Sargoshe, what is it? The Ksais explains, this is the shit, it's only the Rabbanan. And this brought back to all the three things that we learned today, that maybe you need two Zokter Rabbeinu Tam. With one attack, it doesn't work. It looks again and again from all different sides. It puts together a picture. If it's in his house, maybe he did it. Maybe he was Mazayev himself. He had it near him. He could have, it was easier for him to Mazayev. Azela and Dixitz. Now, so this was Shitas Rabbi Sri Regoen, that Beksav Yodoy, you can't make a Shvuy Shtores. And the same thing Rabbi Victor Cohen says, when a person is tining Mezuyev, Lefid Shitas, that Betain Aziyuf, you need a Kiyum Dei Raise, a Shvuy Shtores doesn't help. Because a Shvuy Shtores is only the Rabbona. Now here's interesting, the Shach and the Ktsois. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Sri Regoen. And we don't paskin that when a person tines mizui, if you can't make Kiyum Shtores by Ashvuy Shtores, Shulchan Aruch puts everything together. We were choylek and Reb Shri Regoen. So the Shach says, we are choylek, we hold Ashvuy Shtores is a very good sushto. Like all of the Rishonim learned in the Sugya. We're not nervous, maybe he missed. The Rishonim didn't learn the Sugya, like we said today, the Ozitzat. The Rishonim were going Keseder, we know exactly what is happening here. And this was Amachlekes. Reb Shri Regoen learned the Hainu, he says. Ksav Yodin needs a Kiyum Dei Raise. And Eid would not be Nasedai. And all of the Ozanef Kemines, that when you need a Kiyum Dei Raise will not work, will Taki not work. You need a Kiyum Dei Raise. Just we learn, we pass in la'aloche that Ashvuya Shtoris is deiraisa. So the Shach, if the member Samachtes learns, our achroa is kiyum shtoris deiraisa. The Ktzoi says, no. Ashvuya Shtoris is the Rabbonon. If you will learn Ksuv, it's Nafchof with Rabbeinu Tam, and he brings down, he says, and I'm capping the whole Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam, because you get a whole blink, new mehalach in the sugya, Avadik Yom Shtoris is the Rabbonon. There's no Svorah Deiraisa in it. There's no Svorah Deiraisa in it. Aye, so why we hold that it helps? We hold B'Ksav Yodoy also only needs a Kiyum in the Rabbonon. Even B'Ksav Yodoy you need a Kiyum in the Rabbonon. Aye, you don't have lechotiv. You don't have ein machsim lashtar nasik mishenech kol edusam bebeizdim. Zog the ktsois. I think that why midayraisa you don't need kiyum, not because ein machsim lashtar nasik mishenech kol edusam. I think you know why midayraisa you don't need kiyum lechotiv inish lezeyuf. But mainly malik saviyodoy mali tu edim. Avad, it's chidush. But legabi amonas, maybe the ayin in them, in the hemshech. But legabi ikir amonas advorim. The shach learns that beetzem, what we beetzem keilu made in the sugya, two drochim, we have a chash that the dimur is not good, or this is not the noise, we didn't say it's not mucha l'shitosa, but it was not the noise, zog the shach yeye. All of the poiskim don't hold like from Reb Shira going. All the poiskim, all dimur chsimes, is kiyu me'al yesu. Reb Shira was mechadesh nishtazei. He's a das yochi. Avad ksav yodoy is a derabonon. You need kiyum deiraisa. There's no ein machsim al hashtar. Or berashvi yishtoris is a good kiyum deiraisa. And it will help even when it's a iru. Even when it's a iru. Like the afloya learned that it helps even when it's a iru. Like the afloya learned the suya with the iru. And ashvi yishtoris helps. And the ktsois learns name. Maybe kulam amaskin that Ashvi Yishtoros is a kiyum derabonon. The machlekes was b'ksav yodoy. The machlekes was b'ksav yodoy. What happens b'ksav yodoy? Rav Sira Goyen learns it's derabonon. It's deiraisa because you don't have any machsim al hashtar. Nasik mishenech kiro edusa bebeizdim. And we learn, zok diktsois, that the reason with the Reise you don't need kiyum shtores is lechotzif inish lezeyufe. It's not mitzad the parsha of Eidus. The lechotzif, loshen ha-gemore, lechotzif, loshen Rashi. Rashi says in Gittin, Dav Gimel Amud Alef, kiyum shtores derabonon, the midoy Reise, loy bein en kiyum, zog Rashi, the lechotzif inish lezeyufe. Zog dik tzeis, it's a svorev lechotzif inish lezeyufe. Val it's a svorev lechotzif inish lezeyufe. The svore helps even legabik savyode. The svore helps even legabik savyode. As I learned dik tzeis. Now, we have to know, be'etzem, after we finish to be maim with this shayle, we go be'etzem back to the shayla that we were starting to ask in the end of last year. Because it's late, maybe I'll start with a different shayla. It was a big shayla once. We know that you could be mekayim a shtar with befonai nechta or befonai nechta. That's masech tegiti. Right? Chazal u mekayim a shtar from befonai nechta or befonai nechta. So now you have a get. You have a get that the shliach said before I nechta. So based in signed that the get is a good get, right? Based in signed that the get is a good get. Now you have a shtar. We know that you could make a shvuya shtoris. You could make a shvuya shtoris from that get or not. Again, you have a get. A guy said, "Befonai nechta, befonai nechta." So Beis Din give us temple, mikuyim. Now you have a shtar moment. Now we live in the sugya here that you could make a shvuya shtoris. So I'm asking you, you have to have a shtar shiotzel of arv and iskayim beis din. You have a shtar, especially for the Rosh, sheniskayim bebeizdin. How it was niskayim bebeizdin? With befonai nechta and befonai nechta. This shtar was niskayim befonai nechta and befonai nechta. You could mekayim a different shtar with that shtar or not. You could mekayim a shtar with this shtar or not. What? You could or you cannot. But we have to have an arayah.
Rashi sounds like that. Says
Shabbos Pesach would be based on the Eidah. The Eidah, but here Chazal said that before Nechtav is enough.
It's only Mishal Chomer Shechmat.
Oh, but the Meisach Chazal was saying mechanit. After Chazal was saying mechanit. After Chazal was saying mechanit, but maybe now you have a raya. When I was in your age, I was asked this shayla, and the price on this shayla was $27,000. My apartment that I live is because I bought the raya. But on the spot. But tomorrow we'll finish.